see people from diverse groups with just one message. We are in solidarity with peace and injustice. We are in solidarity with the nations, and we are not in solidarity with any government. So, I just want to say that there are no humanitarian interventions. Humanitarian interventions are not humanitarian. They're just occupations. So we don't want to fall into this trap. Okay, we have been deceived when United States invaded Afghanistan. We have been deceived when United States invaded Iraq. We have been deceived when so-called humanitarian interventions made the NATO go and invade Libya and turn Libya into a place where tribes fight each other and into a place where you can't go because a simple civil war is there in Libya now. I don't trust the United States. Not because I have anything personal with the United States or with the imperialists. I don't trust them because they have me supporting dictatorships in the Gulf. I can't trust them. I can't trust the United States because the US 5th Fleet is helping, whether it's being silent or even being supporting Bahraini forces in attacking innocent civilians in Bahrain. And if people can't believe that, I have photos of the Bahraini forces, the Bahraini policemen and the mercenaries going to the US fleet. They have been posting their photos on Facebook, on Twitter, all over. While the United States claims that humanitarian interventions are necessary and they are imposing sanctions on Syria and Iran, they have been supporting the Saudi government in attacking protesters in eastern Saudi Arabia, Qatif, or in Bahrain. Obama announced in 2011 $30 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia. And those arms are just used to attack people in Bahrain and in eastern province, Qatif.
Shame, shame,
shame. While women rights, the issue about women rights in Iran, people are using this issue in order to justify sanctions or in order to justify intervention. Women in Saudi Arabia, they have no rights. They cannot drive. They don't have official personal documents. They have nothing. They can't travel alone without a male guardian. They can't get married without the permission of a male guardian. They simply cannot do anything. And we have seen the US government supporting Saudi Arabia during all times. So if they care about women, they should care also about Saudi women. They need the care, they need the support as well. So here we are just standing with peace. We are against the war. It does not mean that we are supporting any government. If there should be any change, whether it is in Syria or in Iran, it should be changed by people. People should be asked if they really need a change or not. It should be a revolution from inside, because the only revolution that is successful is a revolution by the people. So if the Iranian people choose to have a revolution, it's up to them. No one should intervene for a change. And no for hypocritical standards, because we don't want double standards. You cannot support King Hamad in Bahrain, and you cannot support King Abdullah in Saudi Arabia while you're just claiming that you're humanitarian. So shame on US, shame on Israel, shame on all imperialists and their allies too. Shame on Stephen Harper.